Santipurdo.
Santipurdo.
This is Mahaprabhu rejected saffron cloth.
No.
Never.
This is from
Bhagwan's left his.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, or who gave it?
Who is the originator?
No evidence.
They cannot do. So they are bogus persons. No
parampara.
No parampara. But we are parampara.
Because sometimes they say, oh, from Advaita, from Gadadhar line, or the quote like that, Babaji from Gadadhar line, or Advaita line.
Nityananda Prabhu has Ekadash mood. How many Babaji? At that time, there was anyone Babaji? Who created Babaji? Never. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, anyone can show this line of Babaji? Name of Babaji even? In Chaitanya Charitamrita? Never. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. Antare karaniste bhajya loka bhavhar achirate krishna tamaya karibe uddhar. Nija siddha deha kariya bhavan. Siddha deha.
Mane nija siddha deha kariya bhavan.
Ratri dine kare radha krishna rasavan. He has told like this. This is siddha deha. Siddha pranaya. Krina dapisun. How a friend will come by them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling that Suna Ram Rai, Swarupa Ram Rai, he is telling to them, oh, you should follow Krina Adapi, then Premi. This is Siddha Pranali, like all these things.
Oh, Prabhupada said like that. What is it on the front? This is also Siddha Pranali.
Not like this bogus person. Never.
So they are big influence now, more than before. Many Western devotees go in.
For lusty persons.
Yeah, yeah. All these Western devotees, they fall down.
I see that all the mad and lusty women, devotees, like not devotees, women and all these things, they fell in the trap of them.
They want quick results.
No.
It is cheap sahaja.
They don't want to
go the
follow Upadeshambhava. Manashiksha, they don't want it. They don't know whether there is a book. Shyam Kund is so beautiful land, Radha Kund also. In my left side, Krishna Kund. And right side, Radha Kund. So many beautiful, sweet groves around Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Lalita, Vishakha and all others. I am sitting. To have the mercy of Radha and Krishna Kanjiva. So, first Srimati Radhika is our Swamini, our
mistress.
Our worshipable. She is our Aradhya. So I must please her. How you can please? Not by glorifying her, but if anyone is glorifying his beloved, then he will easily be so much happy and she can bestow anything you want. So first we should try to please Srimati Radhika. How you can? By glorifying his beloved Krishna, Shyam Sundar. How? Namami Nandana. If you can think the meaning of these slokas, Namami Nandana, and then Kirtan, then so much Anand you can feel here. And heart may melt it with meaning. Kanena Venu Ranjitam. Krishna is in floats, keeping the float on his lips. And by hands this, doing this. And smiling, sing towards his beloved. Karenu Venu Ranjitam Gati Karindra Ganjitam. And when he walks something, then elephants sometimes walk like this. No? in being immersed in sulfur.
What?
Happiness. As if they had drunk so much wine.
Intoxicated.
So, Krishna is like that. Karena venu ganjitam gati karindra ganjitam. More beautiful walking, sweet walking than that elephant. Gati karindra ganjitam dukula pita sobhanam. Dukul, two sides. Dukul, dukul means uttariya. Uttariya, you know, like this. Very beautiful. More yellow than mustard oil seed, or we see in film, more. It's like thunderbolt sometimes flashing on cloud, color of clouds like his body. So on that yellow color, oh, very good, decent. Dukula pita sobhanam. And then namami nandanam namani. So all these slokas have very, very decent and sweet meanings. If anyone will do kirtan of this and thinking something, what is in that slok, poems, oh, Krishna will come in their heart. With Radhika, in the last slok, it has been told that after that, Srinanda Nanda Nashtakam Pathet Jasa Dhyanvita Tarit Bhavabdi Dustaram Labhed Angri. He will easily cross the birth and death, sufferings and sorrow, and everything, lust and everything. He will easily cross all these things. And Labhed Angri Jugbakam Mani Kanjugal. Radha and Krishna both. Where? In Radha. At Radha. So, when chanting Namata Munindravinda Vandite, try to know some meanings. And thus you will feel so happy. And you will be absorbed in thinking. Mind will not go here and there. It will be automatically, it will be absorbed. So when you chant name, then you should see that I am in Vrindavan anywhere. In 84 crores of Vrindavan anywhere. You can be on the same shade of Bansi Bhat, sometimes in Nandagaon, fair Nandagaon, Ter Kadam. And if you like to weep bitterly, then go to Uddhav Kyari there. And see, there all gopis are there lamenting, sorrowing, feeling sorrow for Krishna. And sit there for some time and chant Hare Krishna, like all gopis, feeling so separation. And if your mind is going here and there, then go to Govardhan and try to chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and do parikrama to Govardhan. You can take some rest on Kusum Sarovar, Govinda Kund, and especially in Radha Kund, taking bath. First take bath in Radha Kund, and then Sam Kund. So, chanting like Hare Krishna and thinking all these things. Gradually, mind will be controlled. In our sampradaya, especially in the line of Rupa Goswami. Anyone has not to do anything to remove anas. Only to engage mind all time, every time, second by second. Only for what thing? To engage our mind in chanting, remembering, reading, worshipping, whole 24 hours. So that mind cannot go here and there. And thus we can easily conquer this. You will have some taste that these are the process to enter in bhakti realm. We should try to follow. There will be a class in at about 8 here.
Ten.
You should join all. I may come sometimes. Sometimes I will be busy in writing something. In morning, when finishing by 2, walking, okay. I may come. Sometimes at 10 also may come if I have time. And evening I will
surely
come. 2 hours. If I will speak something and then Jayanta Prabhu will
translate.
So it will take more time. Gaur Premanande. I want that sometimes Govind Bhakat Prabhu, sometimes Navdeep Prabhu, sometimes Prem Prayojan, sometimes Naveen, sometimes Shubhal Sakha, sometimes Undari, Gyandas Prabhu, all senior and very good Vaishnava, knowing all Siddhants. These are senior Vaishnava from Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I know that there are all so many. She is also qualified. My daughter also, Vishakha, is so qualified, so they can give. One day, two person, they will give classes, very beautiful. And thus, our 7 days there will be so gainful. We can gain so many things. Like Rupa Goswami has told, without association of Vaishnava, we cannot gain bhakti. Bhagavad bhakti rahe dur, sansar nahi khoy. Means, what we speak of bhakti, even our attraction to worlds and worldly desire will let go. Four things we should try to be far away from. What are that? Eating, then? Four things. Eating.
Sleeping.
Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitra. Fearing and mating. We should try to avoid. Also 3 W's. Here women's men, male also. For women, male, and for male, women, both. Not only one-sided. So we should try to follow all these things. Don't take smoking and gaja bhang, you know. Ganja. What is
marijuana?
Marijuana.
Everybody knows ganja.
Ganja. Oh. It is like so dangerous that it is like a big poison. Anyone can die. I will tell about this in full classes. And have a very strong belief on Gurudeva and Guru Parampara. Don't have any doubt on our Guru Parampara. Otherwise you will die in Paramartha. Paramartha is spiritual life. You will lose. These are the things that Swami Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj was a very simple person. Simple means
not so much
ordinary. He has come in West, East, everywhere in the world, and he made a kranti,
revolution
in Bhakti Yoga. So we shouldn't lose faith on him and our Guru Parampara. Any Babaji cannot do. Anywhere Babaji has been not written in epics, Vedanta, Upanishad, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahabharata, Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the books of our Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Ji Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. From where these Babas the way came? So don't be in their traps. Those who know that Parakiya Bhav is material, Krishna is material, Bhakti is material, and we are material in this body. They have no conception of true transcendental love and Parakiya Bhav. They smoke, they take ganja, and they disbelieve in Guru Parampara, and thus they want to have so many Parakiya ladies, not married ladies, Parakiya ladies. And these ladies want Parakiya husband, and they meet together and doing so much devichar. Devichar means?
Bad behavior.
They cannot, in lakhs and lakhs births, they cannot touch Bhakti. Even a semblance of they are all offenders. So we should believe in our Guru Parampara and the line which has been given by our Guru Parampara. And what you do to earn your life, to maintain your life, you should do level less time more than this. What I going to tell you mean? You have to do so much labor and to feel sufferings in maintaining your life. I see that someone 16 hours in like machines they are doing. They have no time, anything. We'll have to do more labor than this. Rupa Sanatan used to sleep 1 hour or not 1 hour, even sometimes not sleeping. Always weeping, crying and so we should try to do like that. I see that so many devotees, they don't attend morning arati. They don't feel any upayogita, utility of doing morning kirtan. They don't feel anything to do chant and remember and to read books. How they can progress? They cannot progress. Now I'm somewhat old, not better seeing.
Eyesight.
So weak my eyesight. That is why I don't attend Mangal Arati. But when I was in the level in Mathura to my room, and Thakurji said, daily I used to It may be that I fell down, coming from there, from stairs, downstairs. That is why I avoid. But after three, I always never sleep. You should try to do so much labor. Don't be idle. If you are doing so many things, practicing bhakti yoga, surely Krishna and Srimati Radhika will be merciful to spend all their mercies. Thus, Hari Go. Go. Lakhs and lakhs bus has, he will be lucky, then they can see and they can touch. Gaur Brahma.
Chakchur unmilitam jena tasmai shi gurave na gurave gurave gaurachandraya radhikaye tadale krishnaya krishna bhaktaya tadbhaktaya namo
Perhaps you have heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raya Ramana on the bank of Godavari that when Raya Ramananda told about sadhana sadhana, that sarva dharmana parityajya mam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that iho bhajya age gohar. Why he told? It seems that what worldly person take the meaning of this shlok, that as if Arjuna is taking shelter in the lotus foot of Krishna only to give up all the fears. What fears? I will kill all my brothers, my pitamaha, guru, grandfather, and the daughter of the sons of my brothers, cousins. So it will be very great paap, sin. So Krishna will save me from this. That is his taking shelter. And that is why he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that there is no Atma Dharma. There is no service of Atma to Krishna in this. Only by fear of all these things, he took shelter. But Krishna has told also that paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskitam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge. If you will connect both slopes, then a very good meaning may come. What Krishna has told to Arjuna, he has told the essence of a whole Upanishads. And especially this sloka, after Manmana Bhava, there are four things. Guhya, Guhyatar, Guhyatam, Sarva Guhyatam. What? Guhya, confidential, more confidential, most confidential, and then super confidential. So, that is Guhya, that is confidential Atma Dharma. That I am part and parcel of Krishna and eternal servant of Krishna. This is Guhya. And he told to follow this. Confidential to do like jagyathat karmano. Jagyathat karmano. Karma bandhanam. Tadartham kaum kaunteya mukta sanga samachara. Doing this atma tattva plus dhyanju. Dhyan yoga of Paramatma. He told only first, Brahma tattva, Jiva tattva. Jiva is also Brahman, no harm. But Paramatma is more superior than Brahma. Brahma has no body, no senses, no shape, attribute or anything. But Paramatma has some shape, like one,
not size of the thumb.
What?
The size of the thumb. The
top. Five.
Size
of this thumb. And in this Paramatma, there is some shape and also knowledge. In Brahma, nothing. No shape, no knowledge, nothing. But in Paramatma, there is shape and also his chinmay and his some qualities. Shantakaram, Bhujagasayanam, like this, but very little. So yogi may can do dhyan. So this is gyan atmatattva plus this meditation, remembering of this Paramatma, is more superior. And then most superior. What most superior? Bhagavan. Krishna is saying, Bhagavan. And to worship him, serve him, being his das, eternal das. This is most confidential. And most super confidential for Vajendranandan, especially Radha Kant, Gopi Kant, and to serve in the way of following the footprints of Gopis. And that is the top meaning of Manmana Bhava. Manmana Bhava, like Gopis. And if you cannot do like that, then manmanabhav, madhabhakta, you can be my bhakta. And shavadam, kirtanam, spiranam, vishnu, svaranam, padra, shevanam, do all these things. If you cannot be like, then he answered that, certainly I am not so much qualified. And this is a battlefield. How I can do? Then he told, if you are unable to do this, then you should yaji. Yaji means to do archan. You cannot give mind. You cannot serve by your mind and heart, especially so, inner. Then outwardly you should give a lamp. You should give, offer flowers. Pick up flowers and give. Make a garland and do all these things. Easy, because you cannot give your mind and heart there. So in heart, you by heart, like Raghunath Das Goswami, you cannot serve him. So better if you do outwardly archan. There is so much difference in archan and manasi seva. So much. When we will be matured in this, then by mercy of any high class of devotees, we can do manushi seva. Vaishiddha, Sharir. So it is very difficult. Then he told you, if you cannot do this, then you should do Namaskuru. Only one, do it, Dandvat to me. And it will save you from the suffering, birth and death of whole lives. You should try to do like this. But one thing, here, Krishna has told that come, become my Sharanagat, Sarva Dharman. What kind of dharma? Worldly dharms. After that, what kinds of dharma? No.
Liberation also.
Then, dharma, the service of Lakshmi Pati Vyomanenim, Narayana also seva. After that, you can serve me like Rukmini Satyabhama. Oh, give up all these things. Then, you want to serve Bhajandanandan like Dash. Oh, sometimes you should be over that. Then, you want to serve me like friends? I may be controlled, but not so much. Then like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, Vatsalya, oh, it is too high. But even Mahaprabhu told that, go on, more. It is sadhan, sadhan, but yet I want to hear some more. And then he told that gopis prem to Krishna. Their service to Krishna is most
superior.
Oh, yes. But anything more? Oh, anything more? In this world, anyone has not told like this, asked like this. Oh, something is there. Then he told that among gopis, Srimati Radhika is supreme. So his prem and service is most, or supreme confidential. This thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to sprinkle one very, very little partitional
particle.
Only to sprinkle in this world. So, again, we should come to this slok. Dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. So, what's dharma? First, you can tell that yuga dharma, no, varnasham dharma, to establish. What is the life and soul of varnasham dharma? Atma dharma. If there is no atma dharma, then matapita ke prati kartavya.
Duties towards parents,
duty to wife, duty to husband, duty to children, duty to deshvasi,
society,
countrymen, and to world. If there is no atma, then these are bogus. So, whole Mahabharata was fought only for to re-establish of Atma Dharma. But what is Atma Dharma? Then again same. What? Yoh Bhajya. Then? Yoh Hai. And then comes? Yoh Uttam. Yoh Sarva Uttam. And then comes friends. And then comes Vatsalya, and then Gopi Prem, and then Radha Prem comes. Krishna has come to test these things, only Srimati Radhika's mood, and to sprinkle his Prem, that Prem, Gopi Prem. So, anyhow, the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, to taste Radha mood and to sprinkle the mood of gopis. Gopis means? There are so many kinds of gopis. We cannot taste as Lalita Vishakha. We can taste the maid servants of the sakhis of Lalita Vishakha and all others. So they are Rupa Manjari. Only we can serve. We are able to serve in the way of these Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, or Rupa Goswami. So Krishna has come only for this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came very mercifully to establish all these things. One thing you should know, that Krishna came in the house of, in the womb of Devaki, but not like general persons, worldly persons. How he came? Vasudev or Nand Baba did not give birth to Krishna. But Krishna mercifully descended in the womb of Yashoda or Devaki through months. Because months and Krishna is same, no difference at all. So Vasudev gave mantra to Devaki, and like a seed, Krishna went in the womb of Devaki. And Nanda Baba, in the same way, he told that today I saw that a very beautiful boy came in my heart, and I am giving to you, and you took. And same day he began pregnant. So not like ordinary thing. So, you should know about bhakti. We cannot give birth to bhakti by any sadhana. But bhakti can descend here. What is bhakti? Bhakti is the swarup shakti, especially essence of both ladini and shamli. That is himself, Krishna, or Srimati Radhika. So bhakti is none different from Swarup Shakti. Swashakti, Swabhakti Sriyam. So swa means Krishna. Bhakti, that is Radhika, love and affection for Krishna. This is Swabhakti. Sriyam, his beauty. What is Rupa Manjari and all others? So, bhakti can come if you will see that you are qualified, you are pure. Otherwise, he will not come. Krishna, first of all, he has to face Putana. What is Putana? Puta na. That is, those things, those activities, those things which are not pure. A sadhak should try to give up all these things. So, Krishna killed Putana, not killed, but he took his outer body, external body. And what he did of internal body, he made it pure. What is here pure? She was taking blood, flesh of newborn childs. She was so envious. All the disqualities were in her. So Krishna first took all these things. He took means? He destroyed. He took means not that Krishna took all this and he will have to suffer for that. No, nothing like that. Someone tells, it has been written in Chaitanya Bhagavatar, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the offenses and all other things and he became black. It is for foolish persons, those who are ignorant, and they had been now going to be admitted in bhakti, for those to make them faith that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all these sins. But we know that he is so powerful. If anyone take the name of Krishna, then what will it be? This name will take all the sins, or by the influence, by the abhas, semblance, it will burn down. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had nothing to take. But he showed that I have been black only for the persons, those who are so low. Only to make faith only. But he does not do like this. So Krishna took all the bad qualities, pavitra. Pavitra means purified by two ways. But we can think like three: outer body by jamniyam and all other things, and then mind, keep giving up all these things out of mind, like Upadeshamrita first slok. Vacho vega, manasa krodha vegam, jihva vegam, utaro pasta vegam, etan vigan jahvisahet dhira sarvam apimam pratisha. All these are to give up. But we cannot give up. We have no power to give up. How we can give up? Only by the mercies of Guru and Vaishnava. We'll have to offer ourselves. And it will be done in two ways. By the help of Madhyam Adhikari, Guru and Vaishnava. Because they are four functions. So we'll have to take shelter on Madhyam Adhikari. But what is Madhyam Adhikari, I will have to clarify today. In evening, I will clarify. Gaur Pramananda. Now you can translate if anyone. And I should go to Pramanandi. Don't give up all these things. And one also request that husbands and wives, they should not divorce each other like animals. Otherwise there will be so problems. And all problems are coming to me and I am hearing. And that is why Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, was so much worried for this. So, you should not make problem for you. Be very honorable and humble to your family persons, your children, your wife, your husband. And if they are not favorable, very gently, you should have no this harikatha or all these things. You can be with them outwardly, but don't quarrel. Don't have any problem from them. Otherwise, you will be yourself but perplexed. So try to be like this and chant and remember. Don't even think that I will give up all these methods and I will go only to earn money for fans, beautiful wares, beautiful all these things for sense gratification. And Sanatan. What you have, you should be satisfied by that. And give your energy in chanting, remembering, and doing. You can do something for your life maintaining, no harm. But not upset all your energy in that. Some little fraction should be towards that, and all your energy should be given in Krishna. Then you can realize something, and then you will think that I am happy, otherwise not. So, punctually, you should come at 10:30 in morning. Something,
initiation.
After initiation, their names has been changed. I want to declare their names. What first name?
Stand up.
Brinda name is so okay. Very near and dear to Krishna. So I think that this name is proper. So
before it was Brindarani.
Brindarani, now here Brinda Devi. Brinda Devi ki.
Brinda is a name parfait, qui est tellement cher à Krishna, donc Maharaj a simplement transformé Brindarani en Brinda Devi.
I don't know how to pronounce this. Martine Letty. Martine is your name?
What name?
He has made it Lilavati.
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 You are so much lucky that you are coming towards Krishna, and I have named you Lilavati Devi. Lilavati Devi ki.
You are fortunate that you come to Krishna.
Narayani. Devi Dasisi has taken today. Diksha, you can stand up. You are here. She's there.
What name?
She has kept the same name. She has taken Diksha today.
Narayani Devi is okay. So, Narayani Devi ki.
Another has taken Diksha, Sakshi Gopal.
Sakshi Gopal
Prabhu. Today has taken Diksha only.
He has taken Diksha, his name. I have kept his name what? Sakshi Gopal Prabhu. Sakshi Gopal Prabhu ki.
Then Gonzalez Pascal.
Uh-huh. You are fortunate that you are coming in Krishna consciousness. You should be very strong. And be careful for good association. What name?
Jai la compagnie que tu
Gokul
Chandra.
Oh, I've named him Gokul Chandra.
Then, Françoise Sanchez, Françoise.
What name?
Sulata.
You are fortunate to have the name Sulata Devi. Very good name. Sulata Devi ki. You know who is Sulata? In Krishna past times, one Sakhi, very near and dear Sakhi of Radhika, like a golden creeper growing on, surrounded to Krishna, the feet of Krishna and Radha, is called Sulata Devi. Sulata Devi ki.
C'est un nom merveilleux, ça signifie. C'est le nom d'une des sakis très proche de Radharani. Son nom signifie la liane dorée qui s'enroule au pied de Radha et Krishna.
Then Shyama Dasi. She has taken Diksha.
She has come? Oh. Shyama Dasi. You are lucky. Shyama Dasi. Shyama Dasi is so good name.
Yes, Harinam.
Who is Shyama? Krishna is Shyam. And the beloved of Shyam is Shyama. Hence herself, Srimati Radhika. The name of Radhika is Shyama. So you are Shyama Dasi. Shyama Dasi ki?
Qui est Shyam de Krishna et qui est cher à Shyam, Shyama. C'est un nom de Radharani.
Chandrapati. Chandrapati Prabhu.
Oh. I'm lucky to have your association. He is senior Vaishnava. And he is lucky. What name? Same name, Chandra?
Pati.
Chandrapati. Who is Chandrapati? Chandrapati. Husband of, beloved of Chandra. Who is? Krishna himself. So Chandrapati means Krishna Das, Ish means. So Chandrapati. Chandrapati.
Chandrapati, t'as un dévoué. Maharaj dit, je suis fortuné d'avoir ton association. Et toi aussi, tu es très, très fortuné. Chandrapati, le maître de Chandra, l'époux de Chandra, c'est Krishna. Donc Krishna Das.
Geraldine.
Very good.
Malati.
I thought that you have gone with your mother. You are here.
Translate
from her. You are also here.
Je pensais que tu étais parti avec ta maman. Mais elle est là.
I have given him name Malati Dasi. Malati, very good name, very good. Malati, like a very smelling, very good smell flower, always in the hands of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. So you are very near and dear to Radha and Krishna conjugal.
Malati, c'est une fleur très, très adorante qui est toujours, on voit toujours, qui orne les mains de Radha et Krishna. Malati, qui est très chère à Radha et Krishna.
Then, Santhya, Tassi, see here.
What name?
Basanti.
Oh, very good name. Basanti Devi ki.
Yes.
Who is Basanti? Krishna is Basanta. Beloved of Basant, Krishna is Basanti. Very dear Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. You should always serve Basant. Basant, that is Krishna. Basanti Devi ki.
Vasanti, c'est dans une Saki qui est très chère à Krishna. Vasanta, c'est Krishna. Vasanti, qui est chère à Krishna.